Welcome to episode 4 of Wine by the Case, uncorking legal insight, one bottle, or in this time, 3 bottles at a time. Chris, really wants to get that case thing. I'm telling you, next time she's going to roll the whole entire case. So yep. We decided that we're going to do something a little different today. What are we going to do?
We are going to actually do something that's extremely creative, because when you think of
extremely, I don't know if it's extreme.
It is, because
you're giving us more credit than we deserve.
Who would necessarily think you can pair a donut with wine?
Well, I mean, you could pair wine with anything, but
this one I've actually had before, but I have not had the 2021. Now, the interesting thing about this one is it's actually done in Napa. So this is a made in USA wine, and surprisingly, it's done by a couple of men.
Now there's 3 of them
who met in boot camp. So it's kind of an interesting one.
I don't know, sexual chocolate. I mean, you can think about men met in boot camp.
Yeah, but think about Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. I mean, there's some fun stuff.
I'm not saying anything about
wine and chocolate. People do pairings of that all the time. You know,
I kind of like the way this smells.
Yeah.
Or it could be my hands, because I've been touching the donut.
It's got a really rich depth to it. But again, there's lots of restaurants in Williams-Sonoma, and even those places will do a chocolate and wine pairing. And it's usually dark chocolate, but
actually, I do like this.
Yay! Cheers! It's not fruity.
Okay, so quickly, because because this does taste chocolate.
Yep.
So I think I'm going to taste it we don't have napkins, so I'm going to go really.
She's going to go for it.
I'm going to rip off.
She's going to do a s'more.
Of the s'mores, which was, let me pick it up and show you, because I'm seriously, if you guys are around here, these donuts
are
gorgeous.
And it's got the melted marshmallow on the top.
So I'm going to pair it with that. And are you going to take one of these?
No, I'm going to do one of these because it has chocolate glaze. I can't imagine it's going to be as good as what's at 5-0, but I do think sexual chocolate with chocolate glaze is the way to go.
That is so good.
I like the chocolate on the top. Cake's still dry.
I don't know if I like the whole donut with the wine, but but anyways.
When you take a bite of the chocolate donut and then you take a sip of the wine, it works.
So just lick the chocolate off the donut. I'll go really savage, but which I can't because we don't have that wine. When we have that wine, then I'll dance or do something crazy. So, all right. So now you're saying, what does this have anything to do with wine? And I have to look at my paper because I've already skipped stuff. So I'm going to look at this. So what this has to do, I'm going to tell story time. So what we would think, we would tell you some craziness connected to donuts. And you're like, that's a stretch, but
it's not.
I'm going to do it. So while Chris is eating her donut, I'm going to tell you a story.
I'm drinking my wine.
And I'm literally going to look at this because I haven't memorized it. All right. So basically, there's a guy in North Carolina, and he decides he's going to go to an anti-crime donut eating contest. I did not even know these existed.
Well, they have hot dog contests.
Put on by the police. So
5-0 donuts.
5-0 donuts. So he wins the contest. And I think he ate 8 in 2 minutes, but which you will not see me doing. And he gets his picture in the newspaper. And guess what? There's a warrant out for his arrest. And one of the police officers who knew about the warrant, obviously none of them at the donut eating contest.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of outstanding warrants and a lot of people's faces that they'd have to think of.
Wonder what he won. But anyways, he won himself some prison time. But no, so he sees the paper article and he was like, there's a warrant for that guy. I've been looking for him. And they go and arrest him. And apparently the guy was really surprised. I think he thought he was going to get another gift. I don't know. Once again, I just don't understand. What are people thinking if you already know the police are looking for you or you're doing something illegal? Why
you would do that. I don't know.
I don't know, but before I was gluten-free. And I'd be driving.
You went to a donut eating contest.
No, but I will tell you, I have done the U-turn in Tampa on Kenny Boulevard when they turned on that hot donut sign at Krispy Kreme.
I love Krispy Kreme.
I have been one of those people that they light up that sign, and I have done the U-turn, and I have probably done a couple of things that probably weren't the safest driving techniques I could have done.
What is our next bottle so we can talk about our next paper?
Right, so we got to talk about chocolate. We got to talk about a little bit of things that are warm and gooey. So I'm not going to bring up the sex associated with that, but I just did.
But because we're naughty. We'll find that bottle for you too.
Now, and again, this one's actually really pretty good. It's a 2021, and surprisingly, it is like $21, but it's a good one. So our next one is actually going to be one that is a white, and it is a Chardonnay from California called Layer Cake. I mean, how much better can you get to try dessert, especially donuts, because there's a lot of cake donuts out there, with wine. So
I'm not a big fan of the whites, as you know.
I'm not
Chris,
a big fan of Chardonnay.
But I have to tell you that the rosé you had, but I was never like
the Saint Beatrice.
It was good.
Was good.
I'm gonna have an open mind about this. How much is this bottle?
This one I wouldn't have too much of an open mind about. This one is pretty cheap. This
one be cheap and still good.
That is true, but I just
see, like I told you, she was going
a
to
little
give
overly
you high end, yes. And I would give you
yes. Again, it's still got the little welt at the bottom.
Is that important? The welt at the bottom.
Yes, because that means a higher level wine.
Oh, but was it a twist?
Mm-hmm.
Twist top.
No, the other one was the twist top.
Oh, we're not.
So
okay.
But
that one's twist.
Oh, this one's a twist.
So, it's twist and has a dimple. This is, yeah. Wait, show them what you're talking about.
So,
because I didn't know this. Bottom, I learned this today.
At the bottom, it has the little dimple. It has the indent, okay. Which usually means better wine.
Well, also if it has a cork.
Yeah.
So this one's confusing. This is the schizophrenic wine because it has the dimple. And
sometimes the deeper the indent, the more expensive the wine. Not always true. But to be fair, they have gotten rid of clean, corks. Clean. A lot of corks have been gotten rid of.
They're kind of a pain in the butt.
Well, they've become sort of difficult to get because that's why they want you to recycle corks and things like that.
Well, I recycle. Like it keeps ants away or gnats or something.
Or something.
Keeps some bug away. Men, I don't know. It keeps, I think it keeps a fruit flies away. See, I went all over. Google it. I don't know. It keeps something away. I put them in a big thing to keep something away.
So I tend to find Chardonnay a little too sweet and a little too oaky.
So are you supposed to have white wine with sweets opposed to reds?
Yes. Now, again, there's red dessert wine, and then there's things like sexual chocolate or Zinfandel, which are good with dessert.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the strawberry one.
I think that's a good choice.
Okay, so I'm going to do
the cake gluten-free donut here, which again looks very different than the one you saw a minute ago from the freezer. So here's the thing, because donuts are hard to make gluten-free because they have to have a designated fryer for them. And that's not always easy to do.
That's so good. A strawberry one.
Oh, I'm sure. I am sure. She makes some good donuts.
Okay. I have to say the strawberry with my fingers all sticky with that layered cake is actually good. Now, would I have it with the donut?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. But would I have this white wine? Probably not, because I only like white wine if it sparkles, and that's champagne.
Yep.
So what's our saying? We're not your cup of tea, but we're a glass of champagne. All right, so, or a bottle. Or a case, because Chris keeps pushing
case. Case. And if you've watched, you've heard me talk about Oregon. I love Willamette. I said it wrong. Oh my God. Willamette Valley, because it's not Willamette. It's Willamette if you're from there. Pinot Noirs. They just have a good minerally sort of taste to them. So in light of my fascination with Oregon wine, we were looking at an Oregon donut crime. Perhaps.
Allegedly.
So,
I want everybody to type allegedly.
Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at the fact that there's a lot of good wine in Oregon cheap because there's a lot of small vineyards that just sell it to the people around them for $20 a bottle.
Also cannabis.
Oh yeah, they've had that for a long time. And they also have, you know, voting by mail for 20 years and they've managed to be able to do that. So this one had investigators looking at burglars because they left behind boot prints at the scene. And what were they stealing? Wine and donuts.
Wine?
I think they definitely had some wine because again, you're not going to leave a house without taking a bottle of wine that they have out. I mean, come on, it's Oregon.
Allegedly. So, they were taking the wine.
They were two men dressed in cowboy apparel who then offered the officers.
I love the cowboy, but that's why they had they had boots on.
Yep.
They were like going to do a two-step.
They were stealing.
Is that a country dance, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
But why they need the donuts? Wait, let's back up. So they had boots on, and why did that have to do with the crime? Like, how'd they catch them?
They were trying to, there were boot prints outside of the house. So.
Yeah, but how did they know they were their boot prints?
Exactly.
It's Oregon, a lot of people have boots.
No, actually, no. They have hiking boots, not cowboy boots.
I don't understand. Was it the powder? Were they powdered donuts?
Cocaine on top, perhaps.
Oh. They have powdered donuts. We don't have any here.
Nope. I almost got some.
Oh, it's donut batter, donut flour.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, you're saying their footprints were in something.
Right. So
with snow?
I don't think it was snow, but again, you're dealing with...
We're not talking about cocaine. She's like fixated on cocaine. When I said snow, I meant actual snow. It's Oregon, people.
It's Oregon. But Oregon, remember, it's gray all the time, and it's raining all the time.
So how they catch them? So they see their footprints, right. And then what happens?
They see the footprints, and then they're like, okay, we got to find people. And apparently, they saw two men dressed in cowboy boots, and from what I could gather, who were not that far from the scene, who then offered them donuts. So it didn't take exactly.
I think I could get them off of this chart. Not positive, no promises. I'm going to do the lawyer guaranteed. Results are not guaranteed. I'm just seeing some possible holes as a defense strategy.
As in donut?
Well, just because you have cowboy boots on and donuts in your possession.
Walking down the street from a house that was just burgled of their donuts and wine.
Well, I mean, they're very generous in hospital.
Again, hiking boots all over Oregon. Cowboy boots, not so much. So
I think the problem would be the cowboy outfit.
I think that would probably be a giveaway. A little bit of a giveaway, because again, Oregon is not about ranching. You know, they like their hiking.
Right, mountains. But they're very nice people. They were sharing the donuts.
They were. The thieves were sharing the donuts with the cops.
I think we should
acquit. Stereotype.
Acquit. Acquit. Our last bottle. No, Kristen, bring the case today.
It's Heavenly Cream Chardonnay, because again, we're trying to think of things that will match white cake. We already did the chocolate, so we're going to try a Heavenly Cream, which again, California. California is known for its Chardonnay. Again, not my thing. I tend to prefer a minerally Pinot Gris or something like that. But in looking at Heavenly Cream, I'm going to actually get to try my fancy butterscotch cream one from Salty. And you have several choices there for cream, because you've got whipped cream in the middle of how many of those things?
I don't taste any cream in here, but this one's much sharper.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
Because usually when they say cream, they're talking about it being more buttery and creamy.
I think it's sharper than the last one.
It's definitely got
my
more
white trash wine concierge. Mm-hmm.
Sommelier.
Oh, it's definitely sharper. I can't even say it. Whatever the heck she just said.
It is definitely sharper. This was definitely more mild. This has definitely got it's yeasty.
Okay, I'm going to do my birthday cake one.
Yeah.
Here, this one.
And I've got the one that's got the butterscotch cream in the middle with the cake from Salty. So let's
see. I know you guys want to watch me shove this whole thing on me. That will be another episode. You guys will have to stay tuned.
Let's see.
That mixture is not good in my opinion. Okay. No.
That's fine.
What about yours? That's nasty together, in my opinion.
It's just, it's way too yeasty.
All right, so now I'm going to tell you story time again. Mm-hmm. And as Chris came more prepared than me, I will be reading story time. Are you ready for the book? Okay. Once upon a time, in a faraway land called Wisconsin,
where they have snow.
Snow, people. I'm sure they have the other stuff too. Allegedly. Okay. So the Wisconsin police get in a high-speed chase with a donut truck. Now visualize this big old donut truck. And the truck is like flying through the streets of Wisconsin, which you can do because there's a lot of open area. And the donuts are flying out the back, hitting the police car and littering the street with these delicious donuts. And I only have one question. They end up catching them. And by the way, there's a video cam. You can check it out online from the police car. But can you imagine a kid, you as a kid, if you woke up and because this was at night based on the video cam, and there are donuts.
Lining your sidewalk?
Lining everywhere, boxes of donuts and donuts. Yeah. Can you imagine how magical that would be?
Yeah. Got a lot of flavor.
So, now we're going to do our vote. Mm-mm-mm. I think you can all guess. This isn't going to win with my donut or hers. So I'm going to say that I'm going to have to say, which is the cheapest one, this layer cake with the strawberry shortcake donut, I think was my favorite.
I think it had just, again, that sweetness to it, that lightness to it, worked really well with my cake donut. But my favorite is definitely the sexual chocolate.
With the pairing or overall?
With the pairing. I really liked it. Again, it made this kind of dry chocolate frozen donut taste good.
So I liked the sexual chocolate. I think I just like saying it. better out of the three. But with this strawberry, the actual pairing, I liked the layer cake, but actually gives us a point because, Chris, tell me, is this the most reasonable?
It's
not
$11.
Say inexpensive.
Yeah.
Let's say reasonably priced, right?
11. Yeah.
All right. So I want to, we do. We would like to thank you for joining us for Wine by the Case, Uncorking Legal Insight, three bottles
at a time. We're almost to a case.
Episode four.
This is cool.
And we would like you to comment below, tell us topics that you would like us to talk about, or if you even have an interesting legal story or something that you want to tell us about, or you would like to be a guest on our podcast, or like I said, you want to comment on her gorgeous jacket, my wonderful, you can't see shoes, or you just want to say that we need more makeup and we're old, whatever you want to say. We're happy for all perspectives, as long as they're not, too nasty. Anyways, so, and don't forget to follow.
Yeah. And again, we are trying to uncork Legal Insights, one bottle or case at a time.